Welcome everyone to a special edition of All Parsha on Parsha Tzav, the Ramban on Parsha Tzav, as it is practically Erev Pesach. So this is going to be somewhat of an abridged version, but nevertheless, Torahi v'lomad anu tzarech. The Chazon Ish Nor Chaim Siman Kuf Chaf Hei Siv Katan Beis offers the following dilemma and shaila. The Gemara teaches us in Masechta Chagiga and Daf Vav Amud Beis, Klalois upratois, the generalities of the Torah and the specifics of the Torah, Nemru b'Sinai, they were said on Har Sinai, v'nishnu b'ayal mayed, they were repeated in the ayal mayed, v'nishtalshu b'arvois mayav, and they were thrice repeated in the plains of mayav. So here we have, the Torah is presented to Klal Yisrael three times. Number one on Har Sinai, number two in the ayal mayed, and number three, they were thrice repeated a third time in the plains of Mayav. Ba'ar Hetev. Well, says the Chazon Ish, he is Mesupik. Were all Taryag mitzvahs repeated in the Oil Maid? Or maybe only certain ones were taught to Klal Yisrael again at that time were repeated in the Oil Maid? And the Chazon Ish is not Machriya. He does not give a definitive view as to whether all the mitzvahs were repeated in the Oil Maid. In the Sefer Megodim Chadashim of Rabbi Yoel Weiss, I had the zchus to meet him. He lives in Rehov Shmuel Hanavi in Yushalayim. Rav David Yoel Weiss, Sefer Megodim Chadashim, he says that Rashi throughout the Torah says very clearly everything was repeated in the Oyel Moed. So, for example, he brings Rashi in Soita Lamed Zayin Mebeis. And he taught him the whole Torah. Tainis Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. By the way, it's not so clear that Rashi, in fact, on Masechta Tainis is Rashi, but Rashi there says Ad Echad Benisan Shehukam Amishkan V'Nasa V'Zaza Shchina Minahar V'Yashvalay Al Hakapoyros. And there in the Oyel Moed, the Torah was repeated kolayseha upratayseha. That implies whatever was taught on Har Sinai, the klalim and the pratim, was repeated in the Oyel Moed. Rashi and Brachas Mem Ches Amud Beis says Torah nitna b'shloisha brisos, b'shloisha mekaymos nitna hatar l'Yisrael b'Sinai uva Oyel Moed uva Hagrizim uva Arvos Mayav. So here again, that implies that the Torah was given three times in its completion. However, the Chazon Ish is not certain that the entirety of the Torah was repeated in the Oyel Moed. So comes the Megadim Chadashim, and he says from the Ramban in this week's parasha, it is clear that the Ramban's opinion is that in fact the Torah was not completely repeated in the Oyel Moed, because the Ramban is addressing a pasuk in Parak Zayin Pasuk Lamed Ches. The pasuk is talking about the karbonos, and the karbonos are Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Bar Sinai, that God commanded Moshe on Har Sinai when B'yom Tzavoisoyes B'nei Yisrael, on the day that He commanded B'nei Yisrael Lahakriv Es Karbonayim Timakriv Le Karbonos Hashem B'midbar Sinai, in the desert of Sinai. So the Ramban seems to be bothered by the fact that this pasuk gives two locations for the giving of the Torah. Number one is Bahar Sinai, Mount Sinai. And number two, B'midbar Sinai, in the desert of Sinai. Well, was it on the mountain or was it at the desert? And furthermore, the Ramban is bothered that the beginning of Vayikra opens up that Hashem spoke to Moshe, Me'oyal Moyed. And here it says the karbonos were given on Har Sinai. So the Ramban, in the end, seems to offer an interpretation that they're both true. The location of the giving of the karbonos was in Midbar Sinai, just off the mountain. In other words, it was in the location of the mountain, but so you don't think that they actually were on the mountain when God reviewed this segment of the Torah to them. So it says Bahar Sinai, that's the general location, but not actually on the mountain. It was in the desert adjacent to the mountain. That's how the Ramban learns Alpi Pshat. However, the Ramban says the way the Chazal would learn this pasuk. Listen to the words in the Ramban. Al derech Rabbi Seinu, in the approach of our Chachamim, ki kol ha mitzvos, all the mitzvos, nemru l'moisha, were taught to Moshe b'har Sinai, on Mount Sinai, kol lo sehen, the general rules, uprateyem, the details, v'diktukeyem, and the specifics, v'nishnu mehen ba'oyel mayed, and some of them were repeated on the oyel mayed. Says the Megadim Chadashim, the word mehen implies that not all the mitzvahs were repeated to Moshe on in the oyel mayed, only some of them. V'hinei mitzvahs v'ayikra shnuyas, the mitzvahs of Ayikra were among those that were repeated. So here the Ramban clearly is expressing his opinion in contradistinction to Rashi, who says everything was repeated, and the Ramban says mehen some of them. And this may account for the suffix of the Chazoinish, that he is unsure whether in fact all the mitzvos were repeated on Har Sinai. Now, the Sefer Mate Moshe, Simon Tav Samach Dalet, he brings, in the name of the Shiari Knesset Hagdoila and other achroinim, that the reason for the mitzvah Maver Sedra of learning the Chumash twice and the Targum once is in memorial is Keneged, the Torah that was given three times, once on Har Sinai, once in the Oyel Mayed, and the third time was given in the Arvos Mayav by Ar Hetev, explained well in all the languages, hence the third time we say in the Targum. And therefore, the mitzvah of Ma'aver Sedra, twice Chumash, once Targum, is Keneged, the Sinai, Oyel Mayed, and Bar Hetev, which also indicates that, in fact, everything was repeated in the Oyel Mayed and in the Arvo Yismayav. So this is a very fundamental machlokes Ramban, who says not everything was repeated, Rashi, that everything was repeated, and the suffix of the Chazoinish, who is in a quandary, so to speak, as to what precisely took place. And we have the great mitzvah of Maver Sedra, which is Keneged these three times that the Torah was offered to Klal Yisrael and taught to Klal Yisrael. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos HaGadol, Haba Aleinu LaToiva, and a wonderful Yom Tov, Chag Kosher V'Sameach, Lanu U'L'Chol Yisrael, Amen.